大家好，我是 Steve。今天我们会关于爱的关系 ，love in relationships。Okay, ever been on a date and had no idea if the other person was into you or not? How can you tell if someone is into you? Well, to be honest, I used to be terrible at reading the signs. And no, I'm not going to tell you I'm really good now. A girl looks at you, flicks her hair, then giggles after you talk. My friends used to say that I always missed the signs. I didn't see them. I would go out with friends, drink a bunch of beer, and I would talk to girls, but I would never know if they really liked me or not. I mean, come on, guys. Am I right or am I right? It's not very easy to read the signs. Today's video might or might not help you find out how to tell if someone actually likes you. Now, I recommend you guys watch this video because it is hilarious. I mean, it made me laugh, and it's actually kind of hard to make me laugh with comedy videos. They have to be pretty funny. So I'm telling you, this video is pretty funny. But stick around for the pronunciation challenge first. Here is today's key sentence. It's usually a pretty good indicator when a girl invites you to do something, especially at her place. Now, I'm going to start with the vocabulary today, and word number one is indicator. Indicator. It's a noun, and the Chinese is 指表, 指表. And the definition is one that indicates, such as. Not a very great definition, so let me give you a key sentence and break down this word for you. The example sentence today is, if a girl laughs at your jokes, it might be an indicator that she likes you. So, an indicator tells us something. Failing a test is an indicator that you don't know the material in class. Coughing is an indicator that you might be sick. So, if you fail a test, it's an indicator that you need to study more. Coughing is an indicator that you might be sick. Maybe you should drink more water or get more rest. You should watch for and listen to these indicators. Okay, now it's your turn though. What is an indicator of someone being a true friend? Please record your answer or write it in a comment below, and I will be sure to check out anyone who actually answers this question. All right, guys, word number two is invite. Invite. Chinese is 邀请, 邀请. The definition is to request the presence or participation of. This one's pretty easy. The classic example is you invite someone to your party. You invite your friends, your family, your colleagues. So here's an example sentence. She invited all of her friends to her 18th birthday party. So invite is a verb, and it's pretty easy to use. You invite people to your party. 你会邀请别人到你的生日 party. I invited my parents to my Christmas party. 我邀请我的父母在我的圣诞节 party. Tom invited us to his event on Facebook. All right, word number three is especially. Especially. This is an adverb, and the Chinese is, one of the Chinese definitions is 特别. 特别. Here's an example sentence, and I'll explain this a bit more after. She loves dessert, especially chocolate cake. This word especially is used to highlight something more than other things. So in this sentence, she likes dessert. She probably likes ice cream and pie and most desserts. But her favorite is chocolate cake. She especially likes chocolate cake. Let's try this second example. School was hard for her, especially history class. So all of school was difficult for her, but history especially was difficult. It was the most difficult. So you can use this really useful adverb to highlight something. All right, it's trivia time. CNN 10 might be gone, but trivia is still here. So last week's trivia question was, What is Netflix's most watched TV show of all time? And that is, of course, Stranger Things. Stranger Things. Four people got it right, so a big congratulations to Howard Lynn, Momo, Cece, and Tino. All right, good job to the four of you guys. And here is this week's trivia question. How many stages of love are there according to science? That's right, it's a love question. Are there 3 stages, 4 stages, 6 stages, or 7 stages? How many stages of love? If you know the answer, or if you want to guess, feel free to send me a private message on VoiceTube or leave your answer in a comment below. All right, guys, moving on to pronunciation. I want to talk about this really short word, er. It's a E-R-R. This is a filler word. It's not a real word. It has no real meaning. It just sort of tells us that the person talking is thinking or trying to think about what they should say. So imagine you cook me some burnt black fish, but you hope it's good. As I put the disgusting black meat in my mouth, I might say, oh, this fish is delicious. Nice, delicious, burnt fish. All right, now, I don't think this fish is really good, but, of course, I don't want to tell you it's disgusting, so I'm trying to make the situation between us better. The second thing is the word especially. Listen to how I say it. Especially. Especially. It has 4 syllables when I speak, and the stress is on syllable 2. Especially. Especially. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. CNN 10 is gone for now, and I'm trying to find new ways to keep the challenge exciting. If you guys have any ideas, please share them. I like to be creative with my challenges, but it's really important that you guys enjoy them and they're helpful to you. You should know that us hosts are nothing without the listeners. This show is for you guys after all, so we want to make sure you guys are learning from the pronunciation challenge and that you want to keep coming back. All right, anyway, that will do it for today. Go ahead and watch the video. I promise you will laugh. Let me know, are you guys good or bad at reading the signs that someone likes you? Let me know down below, and you can also leave a funny or a romantic story. That would be really cool. Have a nice day, a nice week, and I will catch you next time. 再见.